This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. The government has approved development of Greenfield Airport at Kota Bundi in Rajasthan at an estimated cost of 1,507 crore rupees. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw announced the Union Cabinet's decisions while briefing media in New Delhi yesterday.
ग्रीनफील्ड एयरपोर्ट नया एयरपोर्ट बनेगा कोटा बूंदी एयरपोर्ट करीब 20,000 स्क्वायर मीटर की टर्मिनल बिल्डिंग बनेगी 3,200 मीटर का रनवे बनेगा 1,000 एकड़ जमीन राजस्थान सरकार इसके लिए फ्री ऑफ कॉस्ट दे रही है और करीब 1507 करोड़ रुपए का इन्वेस्टमेंट इसमें आएगा कैपेसिटी इसकी होगी 2 मिलियन पैसेंजर्स पर एनम
Mr. Vaishnaw said, Cabinet has also approved construction of 6-lane access-controlled capital region ring road in Odisha at a cost of over 8,307 crore rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in a social media post, congratulated the people of Odisha and Rajasthan for Cabinet decisions announced yesterday related to both the states. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized the importance of maintaining peace and tranquility on the India-China border and reiterated India's commitment to a fair, reasonable and mutually acceptable resolution of the boundary question. Mr. Modi received Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Yi handed over the message and invitation from Chinese President Xi Jinping to the Prime Minister for the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Summit being held in Tianjin. He thanked President Xi for the invitation to the SCO summit and conveyed his acceptance. The Chinese Foreign Minister, Mr. Wang Yi, held bilateral talks with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. Sources said that China has promised to address three key concerns of India. They said Chinese Foreign Minister assured during their meeting that China is addressing India's needs of fertilizers, rare earths and tunnel boring machines. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar reached Moscow last evening on a three-day official visit to Russia. He will co-chair the 26th session of the India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Trade, Economic, Scientific, Technological and Cultural Cooperation today. Dr. Jaishankar will address the India-Russia Business Forum meeting in Moscow. During the visit, the External Affairs Minister will also meet Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and review the bilateral agenda and share perspective on regional and global issues. India Post has announced that it has entered a new era of digital transformation with a nationwide rollout of IT 2.0 Advanced Postal Technology. The initiative is being hailed as a milestone in India Post's journey towards Digital India. Developed indigenously by the Centre for Excellence in Postal Technology, the system runs on the government's Meghraj 2.0 cloud and is supported by BSNL's nationwide connectivity. The new system offers several next-generation features, including a unified interface, QR code-based payments, OTP-based delivery and a 10-digit alphanumeric digipin to improve accuracy. Union Minister of Road Transport and Highways, Nitin Gadkari, said that India will become the world's number one automobile industry within the next 5 years. Releasing the KPMG report in New Delhi yesterday, he said, the automobile sector currently rises to the 14% annually. The minister also highlighted how India's expressway and tunnel projects are boosting connectivity and reducing logistics costs, as well as reducing travelling time. Emphasising the future of green mobility, Mr. Gadkari underlined the government's focus on electric vehicles and battery manufacturing. He also said that the country is well positioned to lead the global transition towards sustainable transportation. The India Under-17 women's team will begin their SAFF Under-17 Women's Championship 2025 campaign with a clash against Nepal at the Chang Liam Thang Stadium in Thimphu, Bhutan today at 14:30 Indian Standard Time. In a new tournament format, four teams, Bangladesh and Bhutan being the other two, will play against each other in a double round-robin league, which means each team will play 6 matches. The team that finishes at the top of the table after the final match day on August 31st will be crowned the champions. In 16th Asian Shooting Championship, Rashmika Sehgal has won gold, India's third individual yellow medal on day two of the competition at Shymkent in Kazakhstan. Rashmika clinched a junior women's air pistol crown yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.